Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bytes and bits of technology, unraveling the mysteries one episode at a time. I'm your host, Alex, and with me is the ever-curious, ever-hilarious Jamie.
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Alex. I'm super excited for today's episode because, honestly, I have a confession to make. I once tried to write a shell script to automate my coffee machine. It did not go well.
That's the spirit, Jamie. Today, we're diving into the world of Linux shell scripting, from the basics all the way to production automation. Think of it as the backbone of Linux automation, crucial for everything from server provisioning to CI/CD pipelines.
Oh, the CI/CD pipelines. That's where my coffee script was supposed to shine. But let's start at the beginning for folks like me who might think a shell script is about writing a play for clams.
Right on. So, a shell script is essentially a program designed to be run by the Unix Linux shell. Think of it as a series of commands put together in a file. When you execute this file, the commands are run as if you typed them in the terminal.
So it's like a magical to-do list for my computer. But why stick with shell scripting in 2025? Haven't we got fancier things now?
Great question. Despite the rise of configuration management tools and high-level languages, shell scripting remains invaluable. It's lightweight, fast, and natively integrated into Unix-like systems, making it perfect for automation tasks, system maintenance, and rapid prototyping.
Ah, keeping it old school. I like it. But where does one start with this arcane art?
You'd start with the basics, getting to know the shell environment. Most scripts are written for Bash because it's widely supported and feature-rich.
Bash? As in the thing I do to my keyboard when code doesn't work.
Exactly, though hopefully with less frustration. Let's say you want to create a simple script that generates a system health report. You'd write commands to check disk and memory usage, then make the script executable and run it.
Sounds straightforward, but how do I make sure my script doesn't just implode if something goes wrong?
That's where good practices come in. Always validate input, quote your variables to prevent word splitting, and use error handling like exit codes and traps. And for the love of clarity, comment your code.
Got it. Validate, quote, and handle errors. Sounds like my last relationship. But seriously, what about when things get complex?
For more complex tasks, you might consider higher-level languages. However, shell scripts shine for system-level automation. They can manage services, automate backups, and even handle log rotation without relying on external tools.
Speaking of tools, any tips on optimizing these scripts?
Absolutely. Avoid unnecessary command calls, use built-in shell features, and batch operations where possible. And remember, shell scripts are interpreted, not compiled, so performance can depend on things like command execution overhead.
Interpreted, not compiled, I'll need to chew on that. But what about security?
Security is crucial, especially since scripts often run with elevated privileges. Always validate input, avoid using eval, quote your variables, and restrict script permissions.
Sounds like a fortress? And testing? I assume I can't just cross my fingers and hope for the best.
Right. Testing is essential. Tools like BATS for unit testing, ShellCheck for static analysis, and SHFMT for formatting can help ensure your scripts are reliable and maintainable.
BATS, checks, and formats? Got it. It's like sending my script to boot camp.
Exactly. And once you've mastered the basics, you can dive into advanced features, integrate your scripts into CI/CD pipelines, or even manage large-scale deployments.
This has been a whirlwind tour, Alex. I feel like I'm ready to give my coffee script another shot. Maybe this time it'll actually brew coffee instead of just beeping angrily at me.
I believe in you, Jamie. And for our listeners, we hope this episode demystifies Linux shell scripting and inspires you to automate the little things in life, maybe even your coffee machine.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. And maybe one day I'll share my legendary coffee script. Spoiler, it includes a lot of beeps.
Until next time, keep scripting and keep exploring. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.